Sorry, one thing that I will say, if you notice the place seating thing that you've got on all your that your desks, it's done from the perspective of that end, and my brain can't either think upside down or read it upside down, so I have a special version which has got me at the bottom so that I can see your names. I shouldn't have said that, should I? I could have used the excuse that I can't think upside down or turn it upside down. Okay, we might start the public session of the next 2 days advisory IFRS Advisory Council meeting, and welcome to Advisory Council members, board members, trustees for later in the day, ISB or IFRS Foundation staff and observers. I think it would be fair to say that I certainly think, anyway, that this is an exciting agenda, that it will be a really good 2 days, that we have on here, you know, if we think about what our objective is to think about things strategic as they affect the IFRS Foundation. I think that what we have in front of us for the next 2 days is something that is at that strategic level, and I think that that is really, really great in terms of having got there. I certainly value everybody's contribution from around the table, and a particular welcome to two new members sitting around the table today, Marika and Garth. I'd also like to say that there are some apologies, and Hans Hoogevast is an apology for personal reasons, and there are a number of council members who could not make it today. I would also like to say that today is the last meeting, as it is effectively at the October meeting each year for a number of members, and we will be doing some comments at the dinner tonight. This microphone suddenly got louder. However, I would like to acknowledge now, and I will certainly do so at the end, the contribution of those board council members who are retiring today, and in particular the two gentlemen on either side of me who have done a sterling job as vice chairs for the last 6 years for both of you, I think. Bit less for Christoph. So, for most of those that are going, it is 6 years. So again, thank you very much for your contribution, and we will say a little more on that later. In terms of the preview for, so we do have, a number of board members. We will in total have a number of 12 board members, I think I'm right in saying, during the course of the 2 days, which I think is absolutely wonderful. In terms of the preview, I think that, one thing that I would like to say, tomorrow you're all aware that we have the session on risks and opportunities. In order to think about actually ensuring that we really do focus on, if you like, what are the top five risks, what are the opportunities arising from them, and how big the risks we think are, I think it would be really useful if individual members over the course of today and overnight, so before we get to the session tomorrow, if you like, have got your top five as an individual scribbled down so that when we get into the work groups that we can actually share those very easily and then work on what we think are the top five for the group as a whole and the opportunities, as opposed to just spending all of the time in the breakout sessions actually grappling with what you think the top five risks are. So a little bit of homework, please, before we get to the risk session tomorrow. That's all I think I wanted to do in terms of welcome and preview. Does any other comments from anybody?
Yes.
Charles.
Thank you, Joanna. I just want to update people on a few things because a number of these are relevant to some of the agenda items that we'll be discussing over the next 2 days. But firstly, for those of you who are not aware, Kevin Stevenson, who was the chair of the Australian Accounting Standard Board, retired from that role in July. He's been an acting chair since then, but it was announced a week or so ago that Chris Peach, who is presently a partner in the professional services area of KPMG in Australia, will be assuming that role, I believe, starting next month. As you're probably also aware, and I think I made reference to this at our June meeting, Wesfarmers, which is a company that I sit on, is the very largest Australian company, ranks number 7 by market cap in Australia. We have released our annual report, and this year we did actually adopt a short form of financial reporting that was based on a template that was originally developed by PwC in Australia. And even though they are not our auditors, EY are our auditors. EY were very supportive of that. And what is relevant is that the financial statements, as a result of adopting that short form style of reporting, were reduced in size from 81 pages to 44. And that huge reduction in volume and many would argue complexity was achieved primarily by scrutinising the notes to the financial statements and essentially eliminating anything that we regard as not being material, either by virtue of its size or, in some cases, by virtue of substance. And obviously we do have a session, a breakout session on materiality, so that's sort of an indication of what can be achieved. Upon release of our annual report, we've received a lot of favourable press comment. There hasn't been a lot of comment from the analyst community, either the buy side or the sell side, but pleasingly there's been no negative reaction, and I think that absence of commentary from the analyst community sort of reflects one of the challenges that the staff have always had, and that is getting the user community to actually actively participate in terms of IFRS. We have another session later in the meeting looking at the future of reporting. In a similar tack, Wesfarmers has been producing a separate sustainability report for some 17 years. This year, it has not yet been released. We're dealing with the final approval of that at a board meeting later this week. This year, it will be entirely electronic and online, using a process of cascading down into whatever detail that individuals would want, including a number of case studies, which when you're using that format, you can actually have video presentations and not just narrative. And I think it's a very impressive document and very interesting way of presenting information that is relevant to a large group of stakeholders. And then the final comment I want to make, and again, I have referred to this, but it's relevant in terms of the topic of long-term investing. As you're aware, Australia is hosting the G20 meeting in Brisbane in November. There's been a series of work programs, one of which is focused on business, which is called B20, which has been working on the agenda to put to the leaders of the G20. And the focus of that has been very much to try and persuade governments to put a high priority on policies that will stimulate economic growth, because we believe that that would be the most useful thing that governments could do in the current environment where the world economy is clearly still struggling to emerge from the GFC of some five-odd years ago. And a number of documents have been produced, one of which is called Unlocking Investment in Infrastructure, given that infrastructure investment is a sort of a supply-side reform and is a very sensible way of governments to spend money and stimulate demand and also create the opportunity for productivity down the track. One of the topics that was discussed at a B20 meeting that was a large public forum back in June was whether or not accounting standards support or hinder long-term investing. And the overall conclusion was that no, they don't. But there was support in the document for a holistic approach to company reporting, so to some extent by implication support for integrated reporting, and also acknowledgement that because the insurance sector is a major investor in infrastructure, a major provider of capital, that there was strong support for the ISB to finish the insurance standard. So quite a lot is happening in areas that are very relevant to the agenda topics that we are focusing on in the next 2 days.
Thanks, Charles. Christoph, anything from your perspective? Okay. Anything from any council members in terms of introduction before we effectively move on to our first, if you like, topic being the ISB activities over the last 4 months?